Kemantari can't get to the inside to make up ground. They swing. Pippi, the front runner. Dirty Work's about to grab it with Hey Doc. Here comes Trekking down the outside. Hey Doc's hit the front. Dirty Work's after him, and Trekking is flooding home on the outside. Hey Doc in front. He's going to turn back the hands of time. He wandered out under pressure. Won the Manicato for the second time. Second, either Trekking or back to the inside.
Oh, what a star galloper he is. Hey Doc winning his second Manicato. And for Luke Curry, it was a welcome return to the Group 1 spotlight with one of his favourite horses after what's been a really tough 12 months. Luke, congratulations. That must have been a special moment for you on Friday night.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it was definitely a big thrill.
Gee, he's a good old horse, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's had a few setbacks, a few injuries, and the stable and staff have done a great job to get him back, and every prep he seems to have one or two really good races in him.
Well, he loves the Valley. He's won four from seven, and he's now won more than $3 million in prize money. And it was a different tale of two tracks. The Friday night, which was a good three lightning surface, to what occurred on Saturday after the rain. What were your thoughts on how he'd handle that really fast surface on Friday night, Hey Doc?
Yeah, he's always liked a firm track. So I suppose when they're as firm as what it was, I suppose you worry about them a little bit. But he's always sort of handled that faster going. So I didn't mind at all.
And for you, it had been a bit of a tumultuous week. You had the barrier incident on Geelong Cup Day, where you it looked like you'd re-hurt your neck again, and with this ride and also the Cox Plate ride coming up, did you have some fear and concerns that maybe you'd walk past another black cat and you weren't going to be able to fulfil those engagements from Wednesday?
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned when I first did it, and then after about probably 30 seconds, a minute, I felt my neck started to feel a bit better, and I thought I was okay, but then I had to go obviously to hospital for precautionary scans, and there was probably the worry that I might have just done a little bit of damage to it again, but it's all come up clear, so I was quite lucky.
And then you had another incident on Saturday. You were shrouded in mist in the barriers. You must be wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I had a couple there Saturday. I had to jump off one behind the gate and shrouded in mist. Yeah, she was a bit silly, so which is out of character for her. But I think that was three for the week, so it should be all done now. So it should be behind.
Just on the barriers, what are your thoughts? Because we actually have seen a few incidents in recent weeks where horses have reared up, and Dwayne Dunn's on the sidelines because of it. Ollie hit his head on the overhead bars. What's the general feedback from the jockeys about the barriers? Are these just freakish experiences, or should we look at maybe a change in design?
I just think it's just a couple of incidents that have sort of happened at once. We've been using barriers for a long time now, and probably we probably don't have as many incidents in them as you would think, because horses can get quite fractious and they're pretty fired up, a lot of them, on race day when they do get in the gates. So we've got the best barrier attendants and best men around the gates here. So I don't think there's too much wrong with it.
Big moment for you on Saturday as well, having your first ride in the Cox Plate. And gee, Fierce Impact was good.
He was great, yeah. Just had to concede a bit, probably too much ground to get in, and then had to make that up. But it was a great run. He gave me a thrill too down the side. I thought I was a sneaky chance, and it was great to experience that. I suppose a little bit different without the crowds and those big days, which I found. No, I didn't notice it so much on the normal days, but those big days is definitely noticeable. It's not takes a little bit of the excitement away, but I still would have been happy enough to have won a Cox Plate.
What was that build-up like? Because we saw all the jockeys out there on the track pre-race for the national anthem. Was that a bit strange?
It was a bit strange. It was freezing cold, so we're all sort of standing there, just quick photos and that, and get back in, because it does feel like you're sort of standing out. Obviously, it's for the TV and media. But yeah, it does sort of, it's just standing in front of an empty grandstand. It does feel a bit weird.
And it's a big week for you too, Luke. You rode Warning in the Caulfield Cup. Have you been locked in for the ride in the Lexus Melbourne Cup?
Yes, yeah. I'm looking forward to riding him in that. He ran okay in the Caulfield Cup, and he was another one. He drew wide and went back and sort of found his way through. He didn't quite have the turn of foot that some of the others had and around Caulfield, but he'll be better suited to the bigger track at the moment.
Well, well done on notching another Group 1 with Haydock on Friday night, and enjoy the build-up to the Melbourne Cup with Warning in the coming days.
Thanks, Michael.